to all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say the Word of God is purposeful. His Spirit moves through His Word to accomplish His purposes. Isaiah 55 verse 10 to 11 says, "As the rain and the snow come from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eaters, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it this morning." So knowing and understanding God's word through the power of the Holy Spirit is an essential part of our spiritual growth and progressive sanctification. So when we speak the word, it is living and powerful. Never does it simply go out of our mouth and stop. It is a creative force that sets eternal actions into motion. And when we use the word to speak to others about Christ, a seed is planted that never dies. From that point forward, never will an individual be able to say they were not told about Christ's plan of salvation. So like the parable of the seed Jesus spoke about in Matthew 13, some will germinate and grow, some will not. Some will be watered later and come to Christ, and some will forever reject Him. He has given each of us a free will to make our own decision to choose. So Isaiah 55 and 11 should remind us of the vital importance of not only reading the word, but also hiding it in our hearts, memorizing it, and speaking it to others when we share Christ's love. So God's word and His scriptures this morning are wonderfully alive in the Holy Spirit this morning. And not only does faith for salvation come through the Bible's illumination, but the scripture also lights our daily path in keeping us from sin while giving meaning and purpose to our lives. So without the direction of the Word of God, we lose our way and steer in a direction far from God's plan for us this morning. And in fact, the Bible tells us that we can find all we need for life and godly living within His scriptures, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 this morning, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Father, we honor Your holy name this morning. We bless You. Your word have I hid in my heart, so I may not sin against Thee. We acknowledge Your word this morning. We thank You for Your word this morning. We thank You for the heart of Your people this morning. And as Your people go throughout the day, mighty God, I pray that Your ancient word will rest upon our heart. I pray, mighty God, as we go, we share with others, Lord God. Father, we honor Your holy name. Indeed, You are worthy to be praised. You are our rock and our refuge, our strength, our present help this morning in trouble. And we cast all our care upon You. Bless every heart this morning. Bless Your people as we give You thanks and praise. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let us heed the faithful word of Christ this morning. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.